Okay, say, Lord Jesus.
Lord Jesus.
I have eyes that see.
I have eyes that see.
They've been anointed for me. Revelations 3.
Verse 18.
Said now.
Panoramic view.
Is available. And downloaded. To me. Okay. The first part that I want to take you to is James chapter 5. James chapter 5. There are times that you're going to find that you need to agree quickly with whatever is going on and then to shut up. And that's not always easy because we try to justify. The soul pushes buttons and wants to justify everything. But when the Lord is speaking through you, it's going to be yes, and it shuts down. So verse 12 of chapter 5 says, above all, my brothers, do not swear, not by heaven or by earth, or by anything else. Let your yes be yes, and your no, no, or you will be condemned. Now, if you look at Matthew 5:37, you're going to find that it's basically the same thing. Matthew 5. So I'm going there because I have a press to go. 37. Simply let your yes be yes and your no, no. Anything beyond this comes from the evil one.
Oh.
Yeah, I knew that would create a problem. I didn't say it, Jesus did. And my defense mechanism is not God. My defense mechanism is soul, mind, will, and emotions. And when I get to that place where I want to defend, the hardest thing is to shut up. But if you are quiet and you allow the Holy Spirit to educate you and you see the enemy lose his power, you're going to be blessed. So it's got to do with oaths. Verse 33 of Matthew 5. Again, you have heard that it was said to the people long ago, do not break your oath, but keep the oath you have made to the Lord. But I tell you, do not swear at all, either by heaven or for it is God's throne, or by the earth, for it is his footstool. Or by Jerusalem, for it is the city of the great king. And do not swear by your head, for you cannot make even one hair white or black. Simply let your yes be yes, and your no, no. Anything else beyond this comes from the evil one. You have heard that it was said, eye for an eye, and a tooth for a tooth. But I tell you, do not resist an evil person. Oh. Do not resist an evil person. If someone strikes you in the right cheek, turn to him the other also. And if someone wants to sue you and take your tunic, let him have your cloak as well. If someone forces you to go 1 mile, go with him 2 miles. Give to the one who asks you, and do not turn away from the one who wants to borrow from you, etc. The reason I'm taking you there is because of what happened I told you earlier, yesterday. It was a simple reprimand, and the person who was reprimanding was in an emotional state. And I did not perceive the emotional status right away. But it shocked me. My soul reacted. And there was immediately a defense that came out. It was a short, sweet defense, to the point, but it shook my body as well as my soul. And so the person responded, and as they did, I heard my mouth say, "You were right." And then I gave a couple of other words, and the whole thing died. It wasn't my words to respond, "You were right." It was the shutting down of the war game that could have risen and brought all kinds of war. Now, I don't know if that ever happens to you guys, but I've been tested on this path for a while. I don't always like the results. But now verse 13 says in James 5, well, back to 12. "Above all, my brothers, do not swear, not by heaven or by earth or by anything else. Let your yes be yes and your no, no, or you will be condemned." Why? The condemnation comes because you're allowing emotions to take you for a ride. And emotions are very quick to come to life. Do I hear an amen?
Amen.
13, "Is any one of you in trouble? He should pray. Is anyone happy? Let him sing songs of praise. Is any one of you sick? You should call the elders of the church to pray over him and anoint him with oil in the name of the Lord. And the prayer offered in faith will make the sick person well. The Lord will raise him up." Notice it's not the people that are praying that will raise him up. The Lord will raise him up. "If he has sinned, he will be forgiven. Therefore, confess your sins to each other, for each other, for so that you may be healed." I repeat, 16. "Confess your sins to each other and pray for each other, so that you may be healed. The prayer of a righteous man is powerful and effective." Elijah was a man just like us. He prayed earnestly that it would not rain, and it did not rain on the land for 3.5 years. Again he prayed, and the heavens gave rain, and the earth produced its crop. Why is that there? Because sometimes you feel alone in your situation.
Amen.
And you seemingly have no one around you.
Amen.
So Holy Spirit is saying to you, if Elijah could do it, and it had value and fruit, so is it available to you. So if you're praying out of your soul that it stops raining to satisfy your revenge on somebody that you don't like, what are you going to get?
Nothing.
Oh, you might, because it's witchcraft. You've switched over to the other side. Because you're praying out of your soul. You want to satisfy your anger. Oh. One of the very first things that Rick Joyner had to do when he reopened PTL was for the team of intercessors to bind the strong man of Christian witchcraft that had been operating. Because people wanted what they wanted for themselves and not for the grace and favor of our God. And I'll be honest with you, it feels good to get satisfaction for self, for a few moments. But it is witchcraft. Because it's anointed of you. It's not anointed and a word from the Lord. John chapter 5, verse 19 and 30. Became a basic part of my life because I had seen what those selfish prayers could produce.
What verse was that again, Kim?
Pardon?
What verse was that again?
Verse 19 and 30. John 5.
Oh, John 5.
Yeah. So I began to understand that Jesus did not try to satisfy himself just to get a little revenge and teach his enemies a lesson. Yeah. I can tell you that I've had a few insults, and I guess we should probably not be a few. But I'm reminded of watching God at work when I stood still and waited. I got a telephone call yesterday from a gentleman that used to be a part of the Grace Church of Christ, and he was asking for information concerning some stuff that he thought I might have from there. And I said, unfortunately, no, I don't. So he made some requests, and long story short, I had to tell him about my encounter when I went to awake, and that the Holy Spirit put me together with Pastor Gino's youngest son. And there was an incredible moment of, let's say, healing that took place. But it took close to 20 years. You say, now, why does it take so long? Because the bread should not go in the oven ahead of schedule. I didn't want to wait 20 years. I would have liked to have healing happen. But since I'm not the author and the finisher of any of that healing, I had to wait 20 years. And it was actually this young man's uncle who passed away that caused the encounter for us to meet. Now, did I hold anything against this young man? No. Did I pray for him? Yes. Did I understand where he was coming from? Yes. Because when I was his age, I probably would have done similarly. And if I would have, nobody would have looked at me weird. Because I was doing, or would have done, something that comes from the natural man. But you see, when you're a new creation, you're no longer to respond out of your natural man like you used to. Now, that doesn't mean you might not slip and fall and, you know, make a fool of yourself, because I've done that. And I don't care how to tell you how many times, because then we're both going to have a competition. But the bottom line is this: if you wait upon the Lord, he will renew your strength. He will form something of a platform of grace to take place. And when that grace happens, and that young man said to me, I'm sorry for what I did to you. There was no reaction in me. Because you see, the forgiveness had already been complete. I had no animosity, no feelings of hurt or etc. from that experience. Even though at the time that we had this encounter, it was anything but beautiful. It was horrible. And there was more than one person involved. But what I can say to you is this. When the healing came, it was so sweet. I walked out of that place. And I'll be honest with you. If you would have said, Kim, have you got your wings out? I would tell you that there was no ground for me to walk on. I was probably about a foot and a half off the ground. rejoicing that God had healed and restored this brother in Christ. What would happen if he walked through the door? I'd give him a big hug and welcome him home. That's what I would do. Why? Because what happened to him, I have done in my before Christ time. And even periodically in my born again time. Because my soul was ruling instead of my spirit. So what am I saying to all of us today? The one who began the good work is at work in me. Just close your eyes right now. Say, the one who began the good work.
Is at work in me.
His name is Holy Spirit.
And he is on the job.
And he adjusts his ways of doing things. With each and every one of us. Because he's unique to my need. And he will supply. Every need met. According to his riches in glory. By Christ Jesus. And yes, today.
I have a new beginning.
Transferring me. From the realm of the soul.
To the realm of the spirit.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
I pray.
Amen.